This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Aid deliveries were suspended on Tuesday at the just-built, now-broken U.S. temporary pier in Gaza, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Rough seas have damaged a U.S.-built temporary pier that's being used to deliver humanitarian aid to Gaza. Three U.S. officials tell the AP the pier's operations are now temporarily suspended due to the damage. That's just the latest setback after the pier became operational last week. Four of the Army boats being used to ferry aid from commercial vessels to the pier became unmoored over the weekend, and there have also been three U.S. troop injuries. The pier has been providing an extra way to get critically needed aid into Gaza. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Israeli military is investigating the airstrike on Sunday in southern Gaza's Rafah that killed more than 40 civilians, a spokesperson said on Tuesday.
We are looking into all possibilities, including the option that weapons stored in a compound next to our target, which we did not know of, may have ignited as a result of the strike.
Chief Military Spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari added footage of the incident indicated there were secondary explosions following the strike. Officials with U.S. President Joe Biden's administration on Tuesday said it was closely monitoring the probe into the deadly Israeli airstrike it called beyond tragic, but that the recent deaths in Rafah didn't constitute a major operation there that crosses red lines. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby at the White House was asked about whether the events over the weekend qualified as the type of death and destruction U.S. officials have warned about. Kirby said the U.S. doesn't have a measuring stick or a quota. This is VOA News. A major printing house in Kharkiv was hit during recent advances and deadly strikes by Moscow's forces on Ukraine's second-largest city. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Sergei Politucci arrived at his burning printing house in Kharkiv before firefighters. The destruction caused by the mid-morning Russian missile attack last Thursday is seared into the 70-year-old's mind. The attack killed seven employees and wounded 16 others. The works was the biggest printer in Ukraine and a key part of its publishing industry, producing 40% of Ukraine's printing capacity and almost half of its educational textbooks. The missile attack caused $5 million worth of damage, but Politucci is intent on rebuilding his business and hopeful of receiving funds from Ukraine's government or foreign donors.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Jurors in Donald Trump's hush money trial heard closing arguments on Tuesday. A prosecutor told the jury the former president was part of a conspiracy and a cover-up, while the defense lawyer branded the star witness as the greatest liar of all time and pressed the panel for an across-the-board acquittal. The Pope apologizes after being quoted using a vulgar term about gay men in a talk about a ban on gay priests, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Francis's comments came in a closed-door meeting with Italian bishops on May 20th. Media quoted unnamed bishops in reporting that Francis jokingly used the term while underlining the Vatican's ban on allowing gay men to enter seminaries and be ordained priests. A Vatican spokesman says Francis was aware of the storm that erupted over his comments. The spokesman said the Pope has made outreach a hallmark of his papacy and has long insisted that there was room for everyone in the Catholic Church. He said the Pope never intended to offend or express himself in homophobic terms, and he extends his apologies to those who were offended, he said. I'm Rita Foley.
South Africans vote on Wednesday in the most competitive election since the end of apartheid, with opinion polls suggesting the African National Congress will lose its parliamentary majority after 30 years in government. Then led by Nelson Mandela, the ANC swept to power in South Africa's first multiracial election in 1994 and has won a majority in national elections held every 5 years since then, though its share of the vote has gradually declined. If it falls short of 50% this time, the ANC will have to make a deal with one or more smaller parties to govern, uncharted and potentially choppy waters for a young democracy that has so far been utterly dominated by a single party. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.